At a joint Rotary and Milwaukee Press Club forum, Mary Burke was asked if she wanted voters to essentially fire Scott Walker.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Burke says one reason to give Governor Walker the pink slip is Wisconsin's behind most other Midwest states in job growth. Burke compared the number of jobs created in metropolitan Milwaukee to the Minneapolis-St. Paul area.
That if we just continued the job growth that we have had in the last 3 years under Governor Walker, it will take us five more years to get to our pre-recession job numbers. This is while right next door in Minnesota, Minneapolis-St. Paul has already gotten back all of the jobs that it lost during the recession and added 18,000 more.
Governor Walker's reelection campaign did not specifically respond to whether voters should fire Walker. The campaign says the unemployment rate in Wisconsin is below 6% for the first time since 2008, and more than 100,000 jobs and nearly 17,000 businesses have been created since Governor Walker took office. Last Friday, the governor talked about Wisconsin ranking in the bottom third nationally in job growth.
We're so heavily dependent on manufacturing that you see a trend the last 20-plus years where there's challenges in any sort of recovery for us.
Another Democratic candidate for governor, Brett Halsey, also campaigned in Milwaukee today, but Mary Burke says she's focusing on taking on Scott Walker in November. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.